Baltimore's 24-hour sports voice. Sports Talk 1570 WNST.
Talk 1570 WNST on this Friday here in Baltimore, Maryland. Talking sports with you. We have so much going on. We have Ravens training camp reports. Right now, talk college football. Our buddy from nationalchamps.net is with us, Todd Helmick. Todd, welcome back to the program.
Thanks. I think I just stood up and saluted Bob after that Navy fight song we had rolling there. We had Coach Paul Johnson on the show yesterday. Had to step in for a first-time appearance on Nestor's show.
Yeah, how'd that go?
Pretty good. Coach Paul Johnson had some interesting things to say. We asked him about his triple option offense, which is very unique, and we asked him about recruiting people and how, hey, believe it or not, you know the Navy recruits that enroll, you know they're only there 4 years, they don't redshirt, and imagine this, 18 credit hours a semester. As Coach Johnson said, no place to hide. There's physics, chemistry, and calculus. Imagine that, a student in college playing football.
And you look at Navy and their program, and you have had other coaches have had success. Of course, after George Welsh, Weatherby took him to a bowl game 1 year, if I'm not mistaken. But Navy's success on the football field, it seems to be 1 or 2 years, and then it's back to being dormant status. Does Paul Johnson have this program in a situation, at least this year, where they can get back to a postseason game?
Absolutely. 8-3 projection this year, 8-5 last year in a bowl game, the Houston Bowl, first appearance in a bowl in a long time. And with Coach Johnson, he's always had the reputation for bringing people out of the doldrums, whether it was Hawaii back in the 80s where he coached as an offensive coordinator, got them their first WAC championship they ever won. But you talk about Navy football being down 3-30 over the last 3 years, and Coach Johnson comes in his second year, has him 8-5. Check this stat out about Coach Johnson, where he came from. 1 AA Coach of the Year, 4 straight years.
Right.
2 1A AA championships at Georgia Southern. But what a comeback story for Navy. Check this out there. The triple option at Navy led the nation in rushing last year in the NCAA, 323 yards per game. But guess what? They're all back in the backfield. It's a complete senior backfield, quarterback, all three running backs, all the wide receivers as well, seniors, and you want to watch this kid running the ball. He's a fullback. That's right, I said a fullback. Kyle Echols, over 1,200 yards rushing as a fullback. As a matter of fact, when Echols gets the ball, the cadets in the stands will start to chant his name every carry, so giddy up, oh boy. Navy going to get it done with a little lesser schedule. If you want to get a ticket, by the way, your sponsor here, Navy, they're $19 and $25. That's it. Go check them out this year at Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium.
Now, you look at Navy's schedule. They have an ACC team. They have a Southeast Conference team. They have the ultimate independent Notre Dame, a Big East team, and a Rutgers. But we talk about ACC and the SEC playing, I guess, kind of the bottom feeders of each respective conference there.
It does, but I want to throw in a quick note about talking about his triple option. For those that don't know it, you have three running backs, almost like a wishbone. The quarterback takes a snap, who either hand to the fullback on a quick dive, keep it, run with it, or pitch it to the trailing guy. And as Coach Johnson said, we don't know who's going to carry the ball when we call the play. Interesting. One thing you got to note, though, the thing about this offense, no one else runs it. So when you're an opposing team and you got to take on Navy, do you know how crazy it is to prepare for something like this you only see once a year at best? I mean, when I was at Florida State, check this one out. Every year we played Michigan State.
Yeah.
Their head coach was George Perlis, who, if you recall,
former
was
Steelers,
former Steeler
defensive
coordinator, the Steel Curtain glory years of the Steelers. He ran the same defense at Michigan State. It's like a 6-1 defense based on mass confusion, twists, stunts, just craziness. Bobby Bowden would have us up at 6 a.m. that week of practice to prepare for that defense from Michigan State. He didn't do it for any other team we played. So what I'm saying, you get that triple option versus Coach Johnson, drives opponents crazy trying to get ready for it.
Now, Navy, their winless streak against Notre Dame goes back to the Roger Staubach era.
39 years.
Roger Staubach beat them back in 1963. And Navy has lost, as you said earlier, four of the last 6 years, games Navy could have won, should have won. Is this the year that Navy gets off the schneid with the Fighting Irish?
I don't think it is, because I feel Notre Dame's a little underrated because they have so much talent and experience coming back. But we all know the story with the Irish, you know, Tyrone Willingham having trouble getting that talent moving in the right direction the last year or so. But this, it's going to be tough for Navy to do that. And it, that game is in East Rutherford this year. You can get tickets, again, through the Naval Academy online or 1-800-US-4-NAVY for that game. But I don't see it happening, only because Notre Dame, more talent, much more talent than what Navy has, and they're going to need some breaks. But it will be close enough once again, as it has been the last 5 or 6 years, that Navy can win the game.
Now, Navy 8-3, not playing in a major conference, of course, not a BCS quality team. What sort of bowl are they looking at? Pretty much what they were doing last year.
Yeah, same thing. There's so many bowls out there. With an 8-3, 7-4 type of record, it's the same type of bowl. I mean, you're not talking New Year's Day by any stretch. It's going to be one of those December 21st to December 29th bowl appearances, which instant credibility when you're recruiting, and Navy needs that. My hat's off to what they do at the academy with their students they bring in, and it's not the prima donna athlete these other 1A programs have, and yet they win with it.
Bob Haney Show, WNST, Todd Helmick, NationalChamps.net, joining us. Want to talk some college football? Give us a buzz at 410-481-1570. So Todd's official prediction for the Naval Academy 2004, 8-3, and going back to a bowl game. Now, is this a program built for longevity? I mean, can Paul Johnson keep this going here?
Well, I hope the Navy people aren't listening, but holding on to Coach Johnson is going to be tough. He's got a lot of credentials, a crazy offense you don't see, as I mentioned, and a very sturdy defense throughout his years of coaching. So, but if he can stay there, yes, the longevity is going to be there. A, because of the system that he runs. B, because you start winning. Going to bowls, it builds some credentials with other recruits that may be on the fence. Yes, the potential's there with Coach Johnson.
Now, next year, Navy plays Maryland. How cool is that, at least for local football fans, to have this rivalry being renewed here?
Absolutely. That game is at M&T Bank Stadium where the Ravens play. That is a September 3rd game. That's Labor Day Saturday of 2005, the opener for both squads. It's only a one-year deal, though. I would have liked to maybe seen him sign a 2-3-year deal with that. Good local backyard brawl, so they say.
Todd Helmick, NationalChamps.net, here on the Bob Haney Show. We're talking college football.